To No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying stewardship, handling God's blessings. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 13, the revealer of hearts. Do you ever wonder why you sometimes don't have financial resources available? It's because you don't need it. You misspent it, or maybe it is to test your faith. It could be you violated scripture regarding finances in some way, or maybe God is changing something, the method, the direction, the location. The right perspective to have is, what is God telling me? The wrong perspective, God is leaving it up to me. Sometimes the answer is no, but we take matters into our own hands. Joseph's life illustrated the perspective of a steward, manager of all, yet owner of nothing. God wants us to have the right attitude toward money. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The use of money or material goods is God's primary school of stewardship in our walk with Him. Our text in Luke chapter 16 shows how it is a teaching tool. First, money is the examination of faithfulness. Verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Just a little bit more. The amount doesn't matter. Faithfulness matters. If not learned with a little, a whole lot won't help. Money becomes the revealer of the heart. God wants faithfulness to Him always, with much or with little. Second, money is the classroom of trustworthiness. Verse 11, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, or money, who will commit to you, to your trust, the true riches? Either master money or be mastered by money. If we cannot manage money, how can we be trusted with eternal riches? Why should God use me in His work if I'm proven untrustworthy? And then third, money is the workplace of servanthood. Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? How do we manage what belongs to God? Do we spend it on our pleasures? Do we seek counsel on its use? Look at others and their stewardship versus our own responsibility. What is the indicator of servanthood as a steward? How we view a surplus of money. How we seek God about what to do with it. And then fourth, money exposes who our master is. Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We must make a choice, God or money. If money, God will be pushed out of the picture. If God, money will become a resource of service. Money should serve us as we serve the Lord. How does God use money in our lives? Well, to provide for basic needs. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? He uses it to, it's used to demonstrate God's power. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Or to bring Christians together. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered had much left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. To provide direction, Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God wants us to have the attitude of Joseph, steward of all, owner of nothing. Listen, dedicate everything to the Lord. Become a steward of everything you have. Seek his guidance on its use. And you have a great day.